A Jewish Journal article, Confronting Masked Antisemitism at UCLA, Emergency Teach-In on Palestine. As the war between Israel and Hamas escalates, so do tensions across college campuses in the United States. Last fall, UCLA professors Jennifer Chung and Formosa Chen offered students extra credit to attend an Emergency Teach-In on Crisis in Palestine. During the Zoom event, which remains on UCLA professor Shireen Razak's YouTube channel, several UCLA professors spread anti-Semitic misinformation and extremist rhetoric in support of Hamas, a designated terrorist organization. As a public research university, UCLA's fundamental purpose and mission statement is the creation, dissemination, preservation, and application of knowledge for the betterment of our global society. This teach-in violated this very mission, as the professors propagated falsehoods about atrocities committed against Israeli civilians by Hamas, that Israel is committing acts of ethnic cleansing, that the IDF called to evacuate Gazans as part of a transfer plan, and that the brutal attacks by Hamas on October 7 were essential for Palestinian liberation. During the webinar, UCLA professor Noor Judah commented on the proposal for Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing for Gazan citizens to evacuate, referring to it as ethnic cleansing. Judah further argued that, this is not the humanitarian corridor that Palestinians have been pleading for at every war and have been denied during every war. This is a transfer plan. Judah portrays Israel's message to Gazan citizens to evacuate northern Gaza as a way to permanently displace them, whereas the IDF statement clearly indicates that this warning is made for their safety and that it will be possible to return to Gaza City after a notification confirming safety. Israel is only entering Gaza to eradicate Hamas, which threatens the lives of both Israeli and Palestinian civilians. This call for evacuation limits civilian casualties while Israel targets the terrorists, a situation that would not be necessary had Hamas not decided to use their civilians as human shields. A Gazan citizen named Mohammed was recorded speaking with an IDF officer who urged him to flee from his current location to ensure his safety. Mohammed reported that Hamas is simply sending everyone back home and shooting at people who try to leave. Time and again, Hamas has methodically forbidden civilians from fleeing to safety when the IDF urges them to, an inhumane tactic that intentionally harms their citizens for their own benefit. If there is anyone guilty of ethnic cleansing, it is the terror organization Hamas, who attacked Israeli communities near the Gaza border with explicit orders to murder Israelis, including women, children, and the elderly. Following the October 7 massacre, over 1,200 people were killed in communities across southern Israel, including Kibbutz Nir Oz and Kibbutz Kfar Aza. If Judah is so concerned about ethnic cleansing, why did she leave this out of the discussion? Judah claims that Palestinians have pleaded for a humanitarian corridor, but the history of Palestinian rejectionism by their leaders shows that Palestinian self-determination and human rights have never been the priority. Palestinian leaders have repeatedly waged war, committed acts of terrorism, and refused to compromise with Israeli and international leaders to establish a peaceful Palestinian state that neighbors Israel. For instance, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, commented that the Palestinian people will remain in this land forever, while the attackers, Israelis, have no place in Jerusalem and no place here. This is a clear call for the elimination of Israel and, therefore, the Jewish people. Another Hamas official, Mahmoud al-Zahar, agreed, even admitting that Hamas would refrain from engaging in such negotiations because the Palestinian people will never accept it. Palestinian leaders have rejected peace at every turn, even admitting that peace is not what they want. In 1947, Palestinian leaders rejected the UN partition plan that proposed the creation of two separate states for Arabs and Jews, with Jerusalem as an international city. Yasser Arafat denied the 2000 Camp David summit proposal for a two-state solution, and Mahmoud Abbas turned down the possibility of creating a new two-state solution during the 2008 Annapolis conference. Let's be extremely clear. Palestinian leaders have repeatedly prioritized waging war against Israel and ridding the land of the Jews, a trend that we see to this day. Later in the teach-in, Professor Lubna Qutami attempted to justify Hamas's terrorism, stating that patience has run its course, so that the past several years has seen a resurgence of Palestinians returning toward the path of armed struggle because it had been a verifiable path that was used in the national liberation struggles. No part of the definition of armed resistance includes committing atrocities as foul and heart-wrenching as beheading and raping innocent Israeli women, throwing grenades into safe rooms where children are hiding in fear, and shooting up a peaceful music festival. Is Qutami really supporting and encouraging this recent assault, which resulted in the most murders of Jewish people since the Holocaust, in the name of liberation? On a similar note, Professor Shireen Razak said, the jihad fighter is a universal enemy, but Israeli soldiers enforcing an occupation based on the idea that GD gave the land to the Jews are not, however, to be seen as jihad fighters. Is Professor Razak equating soldiers protecting civilians from terrorism to genocidal jihadists? Hamas's 1988 covenant explicitly calls for all Muslims to raise the banner of jihad in the face of the oppressors so that they would rid the land of the people and their uncleanliness, vileness, and evils. Furthermore, Israel does not simply exist because of this arbitrary idea, but rather has a plethora of historical claims to the land, including archaeological finds that date back thousands of years and descriptive mentions of ancient Israeli cities and their significances in the Torah, including Jerusalem, which is explicitly referred to around 700 times. On the other hand, the Quran does not mention Jerusalem or Palestine, which is a term with origins in the Roman conquest of the land of Israel, even once. After Jewish revolts against Roman rule around 135 AD, the Roman Emperor Hadrian renamed the province of Judea, Syria Palestina, in a deliberate attempt to erase Jewish history from the land and spite the Jewish people by associating it with the ancient Philistines, who were the biblical enemies of the Israelites. The modern word, Palestine, stems from this history and has morphed into a Muslim-Arab identity over time, but it was originally a term used to try and uproot Jewish history from the Jewish national homeland. This teach-in was full of many more extremely biased assertions against the Jews' connection to the land and blatant support of Hamas's murder of innocent Israeli people. The bigotry espoused by Qutami, Judah, and Razak leaves Jewish students on UCLA's campus feeling unfairly targeted, unsafe, and held to double standards not expected of any other minority group. UCLA Chancellor Jean Block should think carefully about allowing professors to use their position of influence to celebrate horrific acts of terrorism against innocent civilians and blatant dissemination of Jew hatred masked as an academic teach-in. Talia Imrani is a 2023-24 UCLA Camera Fellow.